Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Craig Campobasso. He's an award-winning filmmaker, an Emmy-nominated casting director, author of the 4-part book series of the autobiography of the extraterrestrial saga. He's also the author of a couple best-selling MUFON books, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, The Ultimate Guide to Grays. He's got several documentaries and films out there, including Stranger at the Pentagon and what we'll be talking about tonight as well, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. Boy, you keep busy, Craig. Welcome back.
I sure do, George. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself? What's new with you?
Well, I've already, my day job is casting movies. I finished two movies this year. The last Christmas movie that'll be released later this year called The Christmas Chain. And as you know, we've finished the documentary to the Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, which will be released in summertime. I don't have the exact date yet, but it's very exciting. It's an hour and a half, and we've interviewed people who have had face-to-face contact with extraterrestrials ongoing. Some of them have pictures that they've shared with us on film, and so we get to show those. And talking to a lot of really interesting people in the documentary. It's something like you've never seen before. So, writing. Still writing and doing all that stuff.
Good for you. I met the casting director for The Godfather, Andrea Eastman, several months ago. Do you know her?
I've heard of her. God, those were great movies.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
She also did Love Story.
God, that was one of my favorite movies.
All-time classic Hollywoods. But the ETs. First of all, give me your opinion on the congressional hearings they had last year. What did you think of those?
Well, I always think that they're great because most people don't know all the stuff that they're actually talking about. I mean, we know that, I can't remember exactly what they were called, but Bassett did them, maybe 10, 15 years ago, where they brought all those people together and, they couldn't get any press for it. But this time around, they got press. I think people are just much more open to it now, and things are just getting leaked out, and everybody has a cell phone. So People are seeing stuff in the skies all the time and capturing pictures. So I really believe it's so informative of hearing from professionals about what they know. So I think it's much more believable for people.
Yeah, Bassett and Stephen Greer with their disclosure project, they really tried, and they continue to pound away.
They do, and they're doing a great job at it.
Absolutely. Do you ever think we're going to get the answers?
Man, that is the million-dollar question.
That's right.
I've always thought disclosure is pretty much going to come from the people. Because everybody really wants it now. So I really believe that people are going, you know, really it is coming from the people, but I also think there's a point where it's going to have to break down and they're going to have to come forward. And Bassett says that that's supposed to happen soon.
How many UFO books do you have out there now, Craig?
I have six, and I just finished two more that are not published yet. And the two are with MUFON, as you know, the UFO Hotspot and Species Almanac. And then I have another fun book of a silly movie I did over 25 years ago because they recently had a 25-year re-release called The Silence of the Hams. And it was a spoof movie starred Billy Zane, who played Joe, middle initial D, Foster, and Dom DeLuise played Hannibal Cannibal Pizza.
And Billy Zane was in Titanic, too, wasn't he?
He was. He was the star of Titanic.
Yeah, he did. He did a good job with DiCaprio.
Yes. Absolutely.
Fantastic. And now, films and documentaries, how many of those do you have out, including this latest one, The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac?
Just the two, Stranger at the Pentagon, which won several awards, and then this one, which will come out in the summertime, and we're going to actually have a sneak peek at Contact in the Desert. On Saturday, June 1st from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Unfortunately, you're going to be in the luncheon or
the banquet.
Yeah, you're going to be in the banquet. So
you're running a movie when I'm in a banquet?
Yes.
Well, you got to come by and say hi, huh?
Of course I am. Of course I am. I'll be there. I'll be there the entire time.
Well, let's talk about the various things that you've done. The ET Almanac, for example, where you have come up with 82 different species of extraterrestrials. How did you get that number?
Well, when I compiled it, from the age of 26, and I'm in my mid-60s now, I have studied religiously contactee cases. About 70 different books that were done on these cases. Some of them are so old, they're no longer in print. But when MUFON approached me to do it, they knew that I had researched all of this, and I came up with over 120 races, but I had to bring the book in under 300 pages. And I always revered Paul Hellyer, and he said that he knew of 82 races that were visiting Earth. He's a former Canadian Minister of Defense, for those that don't know.
And he's passed on.
Yeah, and he's passed on recently, a couple of years ago. And so I thought, if I can squeeze 82 in here, that will be my homage to Paul Hellyer.
Are they similar, or are they all different?
Well, there's like in humans, there's many different races of humans with different colors of skin. and some have their eyes are a little farther apart. The bridge of the nose is farther apart. Some eyes are more slanted. Some eyes are more bigger. Some eyes are more smaller. So there's all different kinds of variations. With what we would call the grays, everybody thinks of the same small statured gray with the big bug eyes, but there are actually as many different species of what we would call grays, but they don't call themselves grays. So when we think of grays, we think of the ones that have been abducting people for a very long time, and that people have more of a negative connotation.
Mm-hmm.
It really varies case to case. We know when Whitley Strieber was having his abductions, he was near Pine Valley, and there was said to be an underground base there. And lots of people knew about this. There was even a secret community where all the people from Earth worked in conjunction with ETs. They could hear them building the base underground daily. And so, you know, I often wonder if that's where these beings lived and worked during that time, but I'm not sure. But now, of course, Whitley knows that it was a positive experience. I've talked to Yvonne Smith about all of her regressions, hypnosis. And she said the same thing. It starts off with, you know, they're terrified because they just don't understand what's going on. But as time goes by, they begin to see that there's... That they are more benevolent. But there are cases where it is completely a negative experience, like Calvin Parker, who just passed away. He said that he called the alien a she and said that she was so evil that he didn't even, you know, he never described what she looked like. I talked to Calvin because I put his case in the UFO hotspot.
Right. That was the Pascagoula case, right?
That's right, the Pascagoula case. And is it called Encounters? There's a new show on right now. They did a nice piece and got Calvin and his wife on camera to talk about the case. But I talked to him and I talked to his publisher at length, and Calvin would have so much fear in his voice, even way years and years after it happened. And he said he would never describe her. And I talked to his publisher about it, and I said, is it because if he did, he would bring her to life and she might come back? And the publisher thought that that might be the case as well.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now, the Greys, do you think that could be cyborgs or robots?
Well, there's many different thoughts on that. Some are extraterrestrial biological entities. Some are part organic, part androids. These are said to be created and controlled by races that send them here to do their work, so they don't get caught in the crossfires if anything were to happen here as well. And some people have talked about having an experience with those kind of beings. Some have been having experiences with Greys that are all black now. That has been going on for, I would say, about the past 5 or more years. Mm. And they're saying that those are not good experiences, but there's not much data on it yet.
What about the Nordics, which look human-like?
Nordics are pretty much what Valiant Thor would be, right? Mm-hmm. And they tend to be extremely tall. Most are, they can be from Lyra, Pleiades, Vega system. And they're anywhere from 6 feet to almost 10 feet.
Wow.
And some are white-skinned, and others are blue-skinned. So there are blue Pleiadians as well. And a lot of people have had contact with Nordics, and it's all been positive. But there are, just like as in all races, there are sort of, I call them the little renegade groups. So some people have been in touch with those kind of groups and all different kind of extraterrestrial experiences, and their experiences weren't happy. Let's just say they were more frightened, and it was more of the fear of seeing them. I once talked, since I'm in the film business, a lot of agents, casting directors, actors, they tell me of their stories. And one that I will never forget was, it was a woman who started on a very popular TV show. And she told me that when her daughter was young, she woke up to seeing bright lights. She lived out in an area where there was lots of land. And she looked out her window and she saw a craft was there. She ran into her daughter's room and a gray had her daughter's hand and was trying to pull her through the wall, and she grabbed her daughter's hand, and she actually fought with this thing, and she said, "You were not taking my daughter." Well, she won that. She won that one. Another one, an agent told me that when he would wake up at night, a gray's would be literally, a gray's face would be right over his face, and he would just freak out. And I'm not kidding you, the fear that was in his eyes, and he told me, he said, "I make sure every night that I have something to do to where I don't get home till midnight, because then I know I'm going to sleep through the night and I don't have to wake up to that." So, I mean, there's just so many different stories out there.
Now, we couldn't talk about the extraterrestrials without mentioning reptilians.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's interesting. It seems to be when people are raising their spiritual vibration, and this does happen with a lot of star seeds, that reptilians try to intercede to instill fear into them so that it will stop their growth, stunt their growth. I once met a family, and the parents were extremely spiritual, and the boys at that time, I believe, were 12 and 15. And one of the boys already spoke five-star languages, which was really fascinating to me. And they were the brightest boys I had ever spoken to. But what was interesting is they came to me because they were having dreams of these reptilians terrorizing them. And it always happened in conjunction with the older son and the father, right? And, you know, so they came to me and wanted to know what that was. And, of course, I explained it as I just explained it to you. And that if you don't buy into it, it just eventually does go away. But there's many people who have positive experiences with reptilians. There are some that that look different. I mean, when we think of a reptilian, we think of the sort of really frightening looking ones, but there's a lot more benevolent looking ones as well. And some people have had face-to-face contact with benevolent ones that I've talked to.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com. or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.